John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Well, thanks for waking up on the right side, waking up with me. Great having you with me. Good to be part of your morning commute. Okay, let's talk for a while about some of the complaints after the election about the tone and the priorities of the Republican Party, what they need to do now. This begins with a comment made by Mitt Romney, who in a conference call with some of his campaign donors blamed what happened on Election Day to Obama giving out gifts to different voting blocks. Okay. Then we're going to go from there to a response from Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, and then a comment by Newt Gingrich, and then a follow on to that from George Will. This is going to be very interesting here. Here is the controversial statement made by Romney in his conference call.
What the president, president's campaign did was focus on certain members of his base coalition, give them extraordinary financial gifts from the government, and then work very aggressively to turn them out to vote.
Okay, here is what Louisiana's Governor Bobby Jindal said in response to that.
If you want voters to like you, the first thing you've got to do is to like them first. And it's certainly not helpful to tell voters that you think their votes were bought. This is completely not helpful. This is not where the Republican Party needs to go.
Okay. And now we get into the interplay between Newt Gingrich, George Will, and Martha Raddatz.
What do you think of that? Is that where the Republican Party needs to go?
I just think it's nuts. First of all, it's insulting. This would be like Walmart having a bad week and going, the customers have really been unruly. I mean, the job of a political leader in part is to understand the people. If we can't offer a better future that is believable to more people, we're not going to win.
And how do you do that, George Will?
You begin where Bobby Jindal was. It's been well said that you have a political problem when the voters don't like you, but you got a real problem when the voters think you don't like them. Mm-hmm. And that is, Mitt Romney was picking up the theme he improvidently put before the country and inadvertently with his 47% video during the campaign. Get back to quit despising the American people, particularly because a lot of what they're despising them for are Republican policies. When Mitt Romney said, so many Americans aren't paying taxes. Yeah, because the Republicans doubled the child tax credit for conservative reasons. Yes, because they expanded the earned income tax credit, as Ronald Reagan did, because they thought it was an effective anti-poverty program.
Okay, now what George Will is saying here is actually the truth. Part of the 1986 tax reform, where the top rates on the wealthy came down to just 28%, that was the top tax rate, in exchange for getting rid of all sorts of exemptions, had, on the other side, a pledge to remove millions of lower-income taxpayers from the tax rolls through the earned income tax credit. In fact, a lot of people, when many people hear the initials IRS, they're thinking, oh, those are the people I owe money to every year. But to an increasing number of Americans on the low end of the economic spectrum, IRS is where they get the refund from. It's where they get money from. And I'm not talking they get part of their taxes back. I'm talking about they get all the taxes they paid plus more back. So that was part of the Reagan Tax Reform Act, a bipartisan deal with Congress. The second was George W. Bush and other Republicans wanted to take out the marriage penalty, where people who are married and file taxes often had a higher rate than if they had remained single and filed. So you were given the perverse incentive of not getting married. better off living together than getting married and filing a tax return. So there's that. And then there's, of course, the pro-family, you know, child tax credit doubling from $500 to $1,000. By the way, that goes back up to back down, I should say, to $500 at the end of the year if the so-called fiscal cliff is not negotiated. So George Will is on pretty solid ground there. But beyond that, it is a question of tone. I said the day after the election, not just here, but when I was making speeches elsewhere, that, you know, it's an old adage, but it's an old adage because it's been true for so long. People don't care what you know until they know that you care. And it is clear that a lot of people who should have voted Republican this year did not vote Republican because, well, it's not because Mitt Romney wasn't qualified or experienced. He had he had superb qualifications, handsome qualifications in the business world, in the political world, and as governor, and the in-between world. He saved the 2002 Olympics. They were headed for bankruptcy and scandal, and Mitt Romney turned all that around. So it wasn't because he wasn't qualified. It certainly wasn't because he wasn't smart. I mean, man has both a law degree and an MBA from Harvard. That's not easy. He's reputed to be one of the smartest economic thinkers in the country. His record seems to back that up. So where did he stumble? He stumbled because he didn't have what has come to be called the common touch. Among Republicans, the common touch was best exemplified by Ronald Reagan. You know, Reagan was a very wealthy guy. And Reagan was, you know, in many ways, you could say, you know, the 1%. But if Democrats tried to demonize Reagan, and they, by the way, they did try and demonize Reagan the way they tried to demonize Mitt Romney. But it didn't work with Reagan because there was a much longer reality that defied the stereotype. For Romney, there were bits and pieces of his campaign that would come into focus for a short time where the reality undermined the stereotype, namely the first debate. And everyone that I know who knows Mitt Romney thinks the world of him. A wonderful man, a smart man, a very caring and compassionate man. The problem with Romney, in my opinion, and I say this is, you know, from a distance, you know, I don't know Mitt Romney. I think that he's one of these stoic guys who doesn't like to advertise the nice things that he does for people and doesn't feel comfortable talking about personal things in public. Another example of a politician who's like that was George H.W. Bush, who, while he was in office, was just incredibly, you know, cringeworthy, uncomfortable about talking about life and talking about people, even though he really did care and really was just a wonderful guy. He just, in public, it just didn't come across. So for Republican, with Reagan, it came across. You know, what you saw is pretty much what you got, and people warmed up to that in a way that they didn't to another conservative, Barry Goldwater. For Democrats, of course, the guy with the common touch is Bill Clinton. And that is because Bill Clinton, you know, again, another guy who, very well educated, Ivy League, could have lived in that world. Instead, he goes home and he ends up being governor of Arkansas for 10 years. And then he ends up, or was it 12 years? And then runs for president. And just Bill Clinton, while he's incredibly bright, maintains a common touch with people. He's the kind of guy you could have a beer with. And I can have a beer with Mitt Romney, and there's a lot of things I like to talk to him about, but I think that when people say, you know, is this a guy you can have a beer with, sit down and enjoy, you know, a burger with, they probably wouldn't think that. And, you know, why am I bringing this up? I'm trying to point out that a lot of the time people don't vote just on policy, just on ideas, just on where you stand. If they did, then Barack Obama never would have been elected in the first place. If you look at polling in this country on the issue of values and on the issue of ideas and on the issue of politics, it is very clear that America is a center-right nation, a moderate to conservative country. Absolutely no doubt about that. It comes, you know, doesn't matter who takes the poll, doesn't matter what year, that is what America simply is. And yet, here we've just elected a liberal Democrat who, of course, if he had been on the ballot 2 years ago, would have been swept out of office probably by 40 states. You know, it's not so. I think that Mitt Romney did not convey the conservative agenda very comfortably, because I don't think at heart he is a conservative. I think he's more of what you'd call a big business Republican. Not someone who's, you know, anchored to a set of, you know, core conservative principles. But beyond that, I think that when you're running for office, it just really helps to be more at ease in public, have a sense of humor, have people think they know you and that they can relate to you. To, you know, you remind me a little bit of, you know, my dad, my grandpa, my best friend, that boss at work I liked, that teacher I had who I really appreciated. And you can't overstate that. Yes, you really do need to like people, and they really do need to know that you care.